I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Food economists are just beginning to sort out the impact of the coronavirus on the U.S. agriculture sector. One at Colorado State says that except for some trade impacts, no one yet knows how it will impact agriculture long term. But she says most of her colleagues agree that much of the impact will be felt at the end of the supply chain. Dawn Thilmany is a CSU agricultural and resource economics professor. She says, as a country, we eat over half our food away from home. Two of the most immediate impacts will be on restaurants, which are being closed in many states, and food delivery companies, which are shifting policies to help accommodate food service deliveries.
I think it's DoorDash, one of the companies, has now waived some of the fees for a restaurant to participate with them, so that more restaurants who feel like they're losing customers have an ability to still get sales in a time where no one's leaving their houses. On the other side, you have institutional sales, and by that I mean farm to school, and all of a sudden all of those are shutting down. That's not only a demand shift, but then for people who worry about food and hunger, for a lot of kids that are eating at school, that's actually a huge part of their nutrition because they come from families that have potential hunger or lack of access to food.
Several school districts in Colorado have petitioned and received permission from the USDA to continue breakfast and lunch programs even while schools are closed. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.